95.7 The Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Rick, Steve, and Josh. S.R. Parade. He brought the goods. Morning Hog Brew Review. We're in the midst of it. We got into some tequila-based canned cocktails. Now, there are cans, but it's not tequila?
No.
Oh.
We got some vodka this time.
Oh, V.O.
Let's do it.
And you're going to recognize this name.
My fave.
So you're probably going to see this quite a bit with seltzers that are already out there.
All right.
This is Truly's vodka seltzer.
Whoa, really? Uh-oh.
Yeah. One of the largest hard seltzer companies on the planet.
I don't know.
Actually, number two.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is stepping in this arena almost before anybody else.
Truly has done everything else extremely well. Why would they need to just barge into another area?
Because I don't think it's a need. It's a want.
It's a want. Yeah, they want it. We want it. Desire. I want it now.
Desire. There you go. But another one, 110 calories.
Okay.
Just a couple grams of sugar.
Okay.
They're using real fruit juice in here.
Okay.
So
I'm already liking that idea.
So notice a change already?
I know it's going to be flavor forward.
No
look at that color.
Fruit. Oh, yeah, the color.
That ain't clear, bro. That's real juice.
What flavor are we cracking now?
So this is going to be cherry and lime. What you'll notice on these is a mixture of fruits.
The main reason I go to Sonic, cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade.
I love those, dude.
I've been told that there are Sonic hard seltzers out there. I don't believe they're
really?
In Florida, so you might have to do some research.
These? I haven't even tried it yet.
You haven't put it in your mouth
yet. And I already know that I'm going to love it.
Get ready.
Because I love vodka. Dude.
It's going to be like you're at Sonic, but you pre-gamed, right?
Again, something about it has a little bit cleaner flavor.
Mm-hmm. Very tart lime.
Yeah, I like it, though.
There's no after, though.
No.
It
finishes fantastic. Quick.
Yep.
I think that's something with the cleaner, is it gets off your palate very quick, which makes it very, very drinkable.
Real.
Even more drinkable than normal seltzers.
In a formula sense, that's probably what them doing what a beer would do with the hop profile. They would just, there'd be...
They went through... I went up to their annual distributor meeting too long ago.
Okay.
And I believe they went through over 200 variations of this to land on the product that they
had. Wow.
Damn.
And actually, it was supposed to be launched back in September.
Okay.
And they felt like they weren't quite there. So they actually pushed the release another month out to make sure that their flavors beat most of the competitors out there.
Isn't it funny when you hear companies do that where they're like, I don't think people are going to like this. Like, dude, it's got alcohol in it. Get it out there. So what is the ABV on these?
So these are 5%.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So, all right. Easy drinking.
Yep.
Again, 8-pack variety.
Right.
However, they also come in 4-pack single flavors.
Oh.
So keep your eyes peeled.
Great option.
Where I will tell you, you can find these is definitely Winn-Dixie and Walmart.
Okay.
Local Independence. You will not find them at Publix just yet.
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting a little while. But, definitely go support some places that you don't normally as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, seek them out. You can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder as well. You can do that. They're there, but
so here's
as Josh said, find a different outlet. All right, what are you pouring now?
So we're going to get into some flavors that...
Ooh, look at this. Look at the color,
I don't know
dude.
If I'd necessarily call them classic flavors.
Okay.
Light pink.
So this is pineapple cranberry.
Oh.
So they're mixing the fruits and the berries a little different than you would expect.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that combo.
I drink the juices of both of these fruits.
Ooh, smell.
Pineapple up front finishes with a cranberry.
It works well.
Yeah.
It works very well together.
That's wild.
Pineapple definitely up front. For sure.
Mm.
Cranberry in the back.
You know what I want now?
Mm.
A whole pineapple full of cranberry juice. That's just me.
Okay, all right.
So I thought I'd core it out, pour it in there.
Pine cran.
Chop up the pine.
Pine cran.
Sorry, Steve said that.
You know what I'm not a fan of?
Yeah.
What? Cranberry juice by itself.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, it's terrible.
Especially when you get in your shirt.
If you mix it with some liquor, I'm on board,
you're crazy, man.
Really?
It's crazy.
You drink cran by itself, Steve?
Yes.
Hmm.
You know, ocean splash kind of guy?
Ocean spray, sir.
Tells you how much I like it.
Yeah.
But I like it in this.
That's our first correction of the day. Well, this is really very light, again, low-cal, full flavor, though.
Yeah.
You know? So thanks, Truly. All right, what else again?
All right, another one that, I wouldn't call a classic combination, but I have tried this one.
Okay.
Come on, I'm excited.
It's peach tangerine.
Oh! The tangerine, oftentimes...
Look at that color.
I call the tangerine the forgotten orange-colored fruit.
It's forgotten. I thought it was like the orange cousin.
It gets overlooked. The mandarin and the tangerine just pushed off to the side. I'm like, I'm your guy.
Well, so tangerine's actually German for orange.
What?
What?
No, it's not true at all.
Come, come on, oh my dude. God.
Come on. I'm going to give Josh
an effort. Don't do me like that.
Excellent effort, by the way. Give him a little bit of applause.
You had me.
Okay, this doesn't... It has a Or
there's a silence on that. But
Wow.
Yeah, we all hit it at the same time.
It's almost like a orange creamsicle.
I can see where you're going with
sort
that.
Of,
but it's a little too tart for that. But I get where you're going because that peach mixed with the tangerine definitely gives you those flavor profiles.
I'm getting in the midst of a fruit salad when you're kind of getting down the bottom and all the juices in there.
Makes me want that mix the last two
right today. 5% in there. Oh wait,
I'm gonna have to experiment with that.
Look out! We don't have any goggles for you to start pouring different cans in them.
I need my lab coat.
Be careful at home, by the way. Kids, do not try this. Young adults, all adults, no one try it. He's a professional. He's got a lab coat on. Normally, he's got a lab coat on. He doesn't today.
Not today.
All right. There's one more.
There is one more.
And by the way, this is a four flavor.
Yep. Two of each.
Two of each. An eight pack.
Eight pack.
A four times two. Yeah. Typically, you land on eight. So this is.
It's a lot of math involved.
I would call. Now, you can call this a classic flavor again. So blackberry lemon.
Oh.
This is the one they actually are considering their kind of flagship, if you will.
Really?
Kind of introduce people into these flavors.
Hmm. We'll be the
color on it that. Again is really nice. Right. But like I said, they're using real fruit juice.
Oh, look at that.
So that's why you're getting these colors in here.
Blackberry first on the smell.
Yep. You'll definitely get blackberry, and then it does finish a little tart.
I get it.
But it's nice again, and it cleans your palate again.
I mean, I thought that the real thrill was going out like somebody's yard and pulling berries off of their bushes.
Which is legal as long as it's hanging on your property.
It is legal?
Yeah.
Wow. I have no idea.
If it's on your property,
right?
It's your property.
Steve, tell them where they can find your legal advice.
Steve'sLegalAdvice.com.
That's it. There you go.
On me.
All right. Now, Josh, that is a very unique combination of flavors, I think, right there.
But I think they're all killer, you know? Both these companies are doing a great job. Like I said, you'll start to see a little bit more of these canned cocktails out there
right.
In 2023 for sure.
Okay.
But these companies leading the way with delicious flavors.
Yeah.
Give them a shot and get on board.
I mean, hell, we're almost at the end of the year, so you need to integrate new flavors into your rotation. We're giving you. There you go. You can thank Josh right there, SR Prod.
You're welcome.
And you can go to srprod.com/beerfinder to find all these great flavors, right? I mean, that's one place. Where else can we chase them, do you think? It's all new.
Definitely Total Wines. Like I said, ABC's, some Winn-Dixie's. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Truly is going to be a little while to get to Publix.
Well, cheers.
That's what you're smoking?
Yeah.
Huh.